Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. It's September 2016. Ensuring the safety, effectiveness, and quality of food, drugs, and other consumer products is a big responsibility for the Food and Drug Administration. In carrying out its mission, FDA relies extensively on information technology systems to receive, process, and maintain sensitive industry and public health data. A team led by Greg Wilshusen, a director in GAO's information technology team, recently reviewed FDA's efforts to ensure the security of these information systems. Jacques Arsenault sat down with Greg to talk about what they found.
Can you tell me about the kinds of information that FDA keeps in its IT systems?
Sure. It keeps quite a bit of sensitive information that it receives from companies that submit products and drugs to FDA for its review and approval. It also keeps sensitive personal information on its own employees, as well as data about the status of its reviews and evaluations and approvals of products that have been submitted for review. And this information can be very sensitive because it could relate to a company's business proprietary information or trade secrets relating to specifications on the products or drugs that it submits, as well as some of the manufacturing processes that it submits as well.
And what are some of the threats that these systems face?
Well, these systems face a number of threats, both from internal sources. Because the information is very attractive and can be used for financial gain, for example, learning before it becomes publicly known that a drug has received FDA approval for marketing, that information can be used by criminals, either insiders within FDA who use that information for insider trading, or criminals who seek financial gain by manipulating the stock market. Another threat could be from competitors who seek to know about information on their competitors' processes and products.
So it seems like there could be some clear motivations for these types of attacks. Is there any evidence that these types of attacks or threats have materialized?
Well, yes. There was an incident back in 2013 which resulted in an intruder gaining access to the passwords and user IDs of one of FDA's systems. And so this is definitely a very real and present threat to FDA.
Well, let me ask you then, what is FDA doing to protect these IT systems and the information that's in them?
Well, FDA has taken a number of actions, including implementing various different types of information security controls. For example, in 2015, it consolidated its systems and network operation centers to provide greater situational awareness over the activities on its network. In addition, it created a task force to look at the long-term and short-term problems associated with securing its network. However, what we found during our audit is that FDA systems and networks were riddled with information security vulnerabilities that placed its sensitive information at an elevated and unnecessary risk.
So given those vulnerabilities that still exist, can you tell me about the recommendations that GAO is making in this report?
Sure. We made about 166 specific actions and recommendations to address the technical security control weaknesses that we identified in FDA's networks and systems. In addition, we made 15 recommendations relative to FDA's information security program. And these recommendations deal with more or less some of the underlying causes for many of the technical deficiencies that we identified. It relates, for example, in terms of updating and completing risk assessments over its systems that we reviewed, updating and developing security procedures for implementing various different types of security controls, and FDA's procedures for responding and detecting incidents all need to be drastically improved.
Finally, then, what would you say is the bottom line of this report?
Well, although FDA has taken actions to implement security controls over systems and indeed during the course of our audit has taken actions to start implementing some of our recommendations, until FDA rectifies the multitude of security vulnerabilities that we identified during our review and implements our recommendations, its sensitive information, including public health data and industry sensitive information, will remain at unnecessary and elevated risk of unauthorized access, disclosure, modification, and loss.
To learn more, visit gao.gov and be sure to tune in to the next episode of GAO's Watchdog Report for more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office.